Well, it was Groundhog's Day again for the Terps. A carbon copy repeat of last year's loss to Hopkins at College Park. I'm pretty concerned all of a sudden about the offense's sudden inability to score 6-on-6. There's no question Coach Petromala had this team greatly prepared, although Charlie Roffa utterly dominated Drew Kennedy 15-6 in the faceoffs, causing Petromala to switch gears down the wire when Maryland made a run and use Michael Pellegrino at the X. When Jesse Schwartzman was on Terp Talk on Wednesday, he commented that Hopkins was working on ground balls all week. It paid off today for the Blue Jays as they won the battle 30-25, and it was the key element of the game of the victory for Johns Hopkins. Great war between Wells Stanwyck and Goran Murray, especially early on. It was just a battle back and forth, and Stanwyck did wind up with 3 goals, but he earned every inch of what he got today. Final score could have been much worse had Nico Amato not been spectacular in the net, in the nets early on in the game. You know, clearly Hopkins played with a greater sense of urgency today. Coach John Tillman commented that in his tenure at Maryland, it seems like the team that needs the game more plays better, and such was the case today. Though Petromala was ecstatic at the close of the game, hugging everybody in sight, he refused to admit he was happy when I directly asked him the question post-game, commenting that he was only happy for his players, coaches, and fans. All he was concerned about was the upcoming trap game with Mount St. Mary's on Monday. Come on, coach, admit you were happy getting that first top 5 win of the season and probably securing an NCAA bid. As for the Terps, a huge game awaits Maryland next Saturday as they attempt to bounce back versus Notre Dame on the road. A win for Maryland would secure them a share of the ACC title and a number 1 seed in the ACC tournament based on its lopsided victory over Duke. A few standout performances by Maryland today. Of course, once again, Charlie Roffa just was incredible. Mike Chanichuk had 3 assists, fought every second of the match. Rustin Bryant from Hereford scored twice, kept Maryland in the game somewhat. I think the overriding element about this game today was, of course, you know, at Homewood, you know, they said 9,500, although I would guess there was 11,000 people there. The Big Ten was in attendance. This game is going to do so much for the Big Ten Conference. Petromala commented afterwards that to have this kind of rivalry in your conference, a featured game, a game that everybody in the, any lacrosse fan in the country watches, arguably, was it the 111th game or 105th game or 7th? Whatever it was, it's the longest and best rivalry in lacrosse. So one of the great rivalries in the country. But today, it belonged to Johns Hopkins as they defeated my beloved Terps 11-6. And that's about it. That's going to wrap it up. It was a great atmosphere. Just a great day at weather-wise at Hopkins. And hats off to the Blue Jays. They dominated this game and won. And the good thing about this game for Maryland, though, is, yeah, it was a tough loss, but Maryland has its eyes on only one item, and that is the national championship, and it wasn't lost today. Maybe it's a wake-up call for the offense, a wake-up call for the team, as we'll see how they bounce back against Notre Dame. That will be a huge, huge game for Maryland next Saturday. So that's it for Bruce Posner and Terp Talk and TerpTalk.com. We'll talk to you next week.